Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. For this week only, save $200 on their 3-pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To me, using a coronavirus bill to effectuate spending porn is like looting after a natural disaster.
But I was going to loot you a present.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, there's been a big change between last year and this year, and that change is Joe Biden. And what we're seeing is this administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border.
They are coming in bigger numbers every day. So do you have a messaging problem?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Well, I would say that in the last administration, we had a morality problem.
Wheel of morality, turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number one.
I've never known a Democrat to pass up pork.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The two lawyers, the former U.S. prosecutors that have been hired to investigate Governor Cuomo in New York, they have set up a website and a hotline. So anyone who wants to talk about how we don't believe that he goes the other way. He is a cisgender male. She was fondled or groped by Governor Cuomo can call this hotline number or communicate via the internet to rat out this cad, this bounder. How long, Mr. Speaker? How many more must come forward? The joke in New York City is how many more have to step forward before indoor dining comes back to the city. And today he lifted the quarantines. You don't have to quarantine for 3 days when you come into the city any longer. He's grasping at any straw. And de Blasio, who has demanded that he resign, the mayor, the bust out mayor, is saying that's a shocking public health menace to not force them to quarantine for 3 days. Unless, of course, they're illegal aliens, in which case, hey, come on down. Come on down. Time now for the Chump Line.
Cuomo was just following Obama's instructions. When they grope low, you grope high.
That's really a misogynist, sexist thing to have said. And for me to chuckle at it was also a horrible crime. I'm sorry. I chuckled.
Happy grim milestone, happy grim milestone, happy grim milestone, happy grim milestone.
Yes, it's a year, but it's not a grim milestone since it's been a year since Charlie Parker signed the executive order declaring a state of quote-unquote emergency. Actually, it was a state of panic and hysteria. It's a happy anniversary, okay? Do you get the difference between a grim milestone? Grim milestone is what happens to a politician that you despise, like Donald Trump. A happy anniversary is when you have a woke, beta male, voice cracking wimp like Charlie Parker. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And this week's entry to the Go Fishing with Captain Dave Marciano contest involves the Ice Bucket Challenge, in which yours truly took a bath a few years ago. To play, go to MatthewsBrothers.com and enter today.
Hey, Howie, the times they are a-changing. In the Biden White House, the dogs are covered with fawning press. Yet in the Obama White House, the dogs were covered in barbecue sauce.
You knew the way that one was going, right? But, you know, Barack said he didn't need a dog since he was a child. Didn't they have a dog, Taylor? I don't remember. Would the ASPCA object if the Obamas wanted? Yeah.
Yeah, the Portuguese water dog.
I thought Ted Kennedy had the Portuguese water dog, or did they follow in his footsteps? I guess you're right. They followed in his footsteps. Ted Kennedy's dog was named Splash. So much for, you know, his remorse over Chappaquiddick. What was the Obama dog's name? I can't remember.
Bo, yeah.
Bo? Okay.
Not only are we welcoming terrorists to our lands, we're also placing stimulus checks in their hands. They mean us harm, yet everything's on the arm. Soon they're going to arrive with a list of demands.
Soon? Soon, Limerick guy? I think the demands are already in place. I think they've been around for a while. Jay from Chelsea, what's the difference between the Mario Cuomo bridge and the hotline for the Governor Cuomo groping phone number? Unlike the bridge, the Cuomo groping phone number is toll-free. Very good, Jay. Very good.
I'm starting to think Dr. Fauci works on a commission-only basis.
Yeah. Is someone going to ask Fauci, St. Anthony, sometime, how are you going to plateau and get the COVID-19 infection rates to go down, which they already are going down, when you're importing thousands of COVID-positive illegal aliens from the third world? How does that work? Is that a good policy in a pandemic, not to check anybody for whether or not they're carrying this infectious plague?
Doesn't matter if Biden goes first or Cuomo goes first. Both their replacements are going to be worse.
That's true. That's absolutely true. But I'm just talking about the sport here. You know, so sometimes, you know, when you're on the Titanic and it's sinking, you might as well listen to the band.
And now, back to the 2021 remake of the movie Airplane, now with face masks.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, Roger. What the heck is it, huh?
That would make that movie even more absurd, wouldn't it?
Well, COVID's been here for a year, and its effects have really stoked fear. But Congress keeps teasing, and Joe keeps appeasing. Otherwise, the end would be near.
Man, limericks are becoming more and more popular here on the Howie Carr Show. Did you see Biden again today at the White House, walked away from making an announcement or signing an executive order or a bill or something without his mask? This is the third time he's done this. Of course, he hectors and lectures Americans. You have to keep your mask on, but sometimes he forgets. But that's not the only thing he forgets, is it?
Can I get me a don't blame me, I voted for Trump bumper sticker?
Yeah, if you want your car keyed, you can get one. I think that would work as a bumper, as a t-shirt, Taylor? Or would that just lead to untoward remarks being directed at the people who bought it?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. I was a little on the fence about it when the election was first, you know, lost, I suppose, if you want to use that terminology, because people were just too upset. But it's still divisive. I'm not sure if people would be comfortable wearing that.
Yeah, we'll think about it. But thanks for raising this suggestion anyway. I don't know, though. I'm going to say the odds are less than 50-50 we'll come out with that T-shirt.
I figured out why Biden hasn't had any press conferences. Climate change.
Yes, it is. Historic droughts, diminishing snowpacks, record-level low reservoirs. Those are some phrases I picked up from reading my new favorite publication, the U.S. Drought Monitor.
You're a mayor? I can't believe that Anthony Fauci is still working for the government. He started there in 1 BC. BC being before Chappaquiddick.
Boy, that is a good way to look at it. He started in 1968 with the federal government. That was BC 1, because Chappaquiddick was July 1969. Senator Kennedy's keeping up with his dates down there in the fiery pits of hell.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any hour between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The chump line number is 1-844-500-4242, 1-844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like to hear more chump line messages, or you left one and it didn't make the air just now, stand by for Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages that were extra today. We post them as a podcast at around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And this week's entry to the Go Fishing with Captain Dave Marciano contest involves the Ice Bucket Challenge, in which yours truly took a bath a few years ago. To play, go to MatthewsBrothers.com and enter today.
Happy Grim Milestone, Happy Grim Milestone, Happy Grim Milestone, Happy Grim Milestone.
And I say to you, happy anniversary. And it's a very special moment. That's, he added that to Charlie Parker. It's a very special moment today, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So much, so much to remember in the past year. The closed schools, the lack of football games, the restaurants that will never reopen, the hectoring lectures, the lieutenant governor and the mayor of Boston defying all of your instructions, the looting and the rioting and the arson and the shots being fired at police officers on Tremont Street being dismissed as mostly peaceful protests. Happy anniversary, all. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and type Howie in the search bar to save over 50% on their Butcher's Bestsellers package. Plus, when you use my code, that's Howie, you get 4 free burgers and 4 free chicken breasts, in addition to all the other great stuff you get in that pack. Go to omahasteaks.com and type Howie in the search bar for this limited time deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will leave office first, Biden or Cuomo?
Cuomo, I think.
66% say Cuomo.
They approved today a proposal to have the Judiciary Committee and the State Assembly begin investigating the charges against him. This is for impeachment. So you got the State Attorney General has got the hotline set up by the former feds. You got the Judiciary Committee of the House, the Assembly is investigating him, and then you got the feds in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn District are investigating the nursing home scandal and whether they, committed wire fraud, mail fraud, obstructed justice, et cetera, et cetera. I think he's got a few problems. Oh, I forgot one thing too. The Albany Police Department is investigating the groping allegation. So he's got 4 investigations going on against him right now, and these are pretty serious. He hasn't been seen today. Has anyone seen Fredo Cuomo? Is he talking about this at all? No, I guess not. Oh, and 207 points out something else. There are problems with the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, the new bridge that they just built over the Hudson to replace my old favorite bridge, the Tappan Zee Bridge. The new bridge should have been named Tappan Zee as well, but it was named after Mario Cuomo. And now, like Andrew Cuomo's political career, it seems to be in danger of tumbling down. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of Newt Gingrich cuts here just before we go back to the phone lines. And Newt was asked about this, the Equality Act. All of these bills have these crazy names. The Equality Act is the one that establishes inequality in women's sports, allows men to compete in women's sports and also hang out in female locker rooms, female bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is Newt Gingrich talking about the so-called Equality Act, which, again, passed on a party line, straight party line vote in the House. Cut 28.
When you look at these things, you have to realize you're dealing, for example, with a bill which is essentially the Gay and Transsexual Supremacy Act, which basically says you can practice your religion as long as you don't offend anybody, but it'll be illegal if you offend anybody. And I think we're seeing a tremendous assault on the whole notion of whether there are males and females.
That's what it boils down to. There are chromosomes that determine that, and they can't be altered. You can't have a chromosome reassignment surgery. They keep talking about gender reassignment. There's no such thing as chromosome reassignment. Cut 29.
Basically, we now have parasites in our brain that are cultural parasites, and the people are just literally crazy. And I think you're seeing examples of the craziness.
Cultural parasites. That's a good way to put it, I think. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing? I think there's going to be a backlash on the states protecting the borders, the federal government be damned. But I got an idea for a T-shirt, though. After Biden won, I was so disgusted. You know what I wound up getting?
What?
A sweatshirt with the oath to the Constitution on the back. I think that would be an awesome one to have nice bright letters, because it's a good way of letting people know where you stand, because these kids today don't believe in the Constitution at all. It's racist and it's no good, and I had to get it. I got it like in an Army Navy barracks store. It's the oath to the Constitution.
So what does it say? What does it say exactly? Or what? Give me the first line of it.
I don't have it with me, but it says, I solemnly swear to protect the Constitution, you know, and it goes into the whole thing against all enemies, foreign and domestic, because that's where I stand politically. And it's a way to make a statement without, going into a lot of people don't understand the political arguments that are going on, and it's like such a waste of time sometimes to try.
Yeah, but the less they understand, usually the more dogmatic they are, especially on the left, right?
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is, I'm starting to get into like Aristotle logic and looking for, you know, Aristotle was actually brilliant. He was a brilliant and very skilled debater. And a lot can be learned from that guy.
I'm not familiar. I mean, I know who he is, obviously, but I'm not familiar with him. I've heard several people talking about him, though, recently. I've been reading Procopius. He's a great early Byzantine historian. The Vandal Wars right now. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Somebody said that during the 4 o'clock hour, a caller mentioned that 8 Republicans had joined with the Democrats on this this anti-Second Amendment bill that was passed today, or it's getting closer to passing. 8 Republicans supported the legislation and 1 Democrat voted against it. And this, the Democrat who voted against it, incidentally and strangely, was Jared Golden from the 2nd District of Maine. He's the one who ousted Bruce Poliquin in 2018. And he also voted against the COVID. He was the only Democrat to vote against the COVID porculus bill. And he's the only Democrat to vote against the anti-Second Amendment bill. It's very strange. I think it's strange. Maybe he's had an epiphany. I hope he has. I hope about 200 more of them have epiphanies, but I'm not hopeful. Anyway, the 8 Republicans who voted with the Democrats, and this bill, by the way, is it would expand background checks on all commercial gun sales. That means private gun sales, too. And it's opposed, obviously, by the IRA, the NRA, excuse me. The IRA is probably opposed, too, as well. The 8 Republicans who voted with the Dems were Vern Buchanan of Florida, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Maria Salazar of Florida, Andrew Garbarino of New York, Chris Smith of New Jersey, Fred Upton of Michigan, Carlos Jimenez of Florida, and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. I think 2 of those Republicans from Florida were the 2 Cuban Americans who ousted Democrats in the 2020 election. And Adam Kinzinger, you know who he is. Trump hates him. He's a backstabbing rhino. Chris Smith is in a purple to blue district in New Jersey. I understand the vote. I'm not in favor of it, but I can kind of understand it. This is the way it's going to go, though. It's easier to peel Republicans off than Democrats, because the Democrats are a monolith. They believe in party orthodoxy. There is no such thing as a blue dog Democrat anymore, I believe. Blue dog Democrats were Democrats who weren't insane, who would do the right thing for the United States of America and the people who live here and pay taxes and obey the rules and the laws. There aren't any blue dog Democrats left. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? You know, all you got to think about with the Democrats is compare them to the Borg on Star Trek.
They
had this Borg where it was all one consciousness. They all worked together. They were all under the control of one master brain, wherever it was. But my thought was, is, you know, with Governor Cuomo, I wonder what size the next shoe is that's going to drop. There's got to be, you know, it's been like one right after another. And what
right.
I really like to see is all of the mainstream media, I think they should just kind of like cycle all these women through on their Sunday show.
Is there really any need for that, though, Greg? I mean, they're now competing with each other. All these papers, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Albany Times Union, the New York Post, they've all broken different stories about different women. So this is one of those scandals where there's plenty of angles for all concerned, and they're picking them up. I mean, after the story broke in who had Charlotte Bennett? Was that the New York Times? And that was picked up by CBS News, and they did a really, believe it or not, because I don't have a lot of respect for CBS News or 60 Minutes, but they did a really good job with the Charlotte Bennett interview. And now you have this hotline set up. That's going to produce a lot more stuff, I'm sure. And I don't mean crap like, Sheldon Whitehouse getting the thing about, oh, Brett Kavanaugh attacked me on a boat in Newport. And they go to Brett Kavanaugh, I've never been to Newport, Rhode Island. How did I attack somebody on the boat? But it got out, of course. I have a feeling this website and this hotline will produce more reliable information. 844-500-4242. 978 says about Golden switching his votes, the one Democrat who's peeling off of this insane agenda. Golden sees the writing on the wall. Collins beat the far left Gideon. Trump won his district, so he knows he has to be a moderate to have any prayer of reelection in 2022. I hope so. I hope they're able to find somebody to run against him who can take him out. I would assume they'll be spending a ton of money to try to keep him in office, because he's definitely a I don't know if you call him endangered, but that definitely seems to be a seat that the Republicans could pick off if they had the right candidate in 2022. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask you, why is it when every Democrat politician refers to minorities, they always list them in the same order, black, Hispanic, and then Indians? What does the Indians have to do to get on top of the list? And isn't that discrimination in itself?
Well, I mean, it's not always. Sometimes they have Asians ahead of Native Americans. And it's, I don't think it, I think it's just a numbers game, isn't it? That, you know, you, and the blacks were here in larger numbers than Hispanics, even though there are probably now more Hispanics in the United States than blacks. I don't think it has anything to do with anybody claiming any kind of superiority in terms of the Democratic hierarchy. As long as you vote Democrat, that's all the Democrats care about. And if you don't vote Democrat, it doesn't matter if you're a illegal transgender. They will still come after you. They will cancel you. They will try to destroy you. They will print your address and your cell phone number on the internet. They will do anything they can to take you out. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Tim. 844-500-4242. Let's play this cut. Let's play a cut from John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. This is in the intro, or part of it is, but it's really a good description of this COVID-19 bill and what was in it. Cut 11.
If you add up all the coronavirus spending and then all the spending porn, there's no comparison. And to me, using a coronavirus bill to effectuate spending porn is like looting after a natural disaster.
That's a really good way to put it, I think. I never thought of it in those terms. But it's another variation on the former mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel's famous statement, never let a crisis go to waste. So they say, oh, there's this crisis. They use the crisis to take out Donald Trump. They use the crisis to crack down on civil liberties, to impose this mask orthodoxy on huge portions of the more feeble-minded American population. And now they're spending money on all their favored interest groups. Cut 12.
We tried, right, with President Biden. He said, look, I'll meet you halfway. We said, okay. Well, and then he just ignored us.
Exactly. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And this is Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, who's doing a fantastic job. And they're after him. They canceled his book contract with Simon & Schuster, but he's still going after them. And he's talking about the fact that Biden can't answer any unscripted question. It really is disturbing. Cut 17.
This is a guy who is the president of the United States, and he apparently cannot have a single media availability where he is not staffed with handlers who will let him answer a single unplanned question, and let alone to actually have a real press conference. That is very telling, and it's very concerning.
Yeah, it is. It's not good. I mean, if we ever have a crisis situation, who's going to call the shots? Who is calling the shots right now? Who makes the decisions on when the lid goes down in the course of the day? Who's going to edit his remarks tonight? I very much doubt they're going to be live. Someone's going to have to edit them. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. I listen to you a lot. I like your show. What I want to say is that I think a lot of these immigrants, they ought to just send them to Washington, D.C. Send them there, let them set up camps, let them be all around Washington, D.C. so that they can, these senators and Republicans can actually see what's happening and what's going on. I mean, if I had enough money, I'd go down to Mexico and say, okay, here's a pamphlet. Go to Washington, D.C. They'll feed you, well, they'll house you. They'll
you know, Dan, I got a great text yesterday that went one better. You know, we're talking about they're putting these COVID-positive patients on Greyhound buses and sending them into the interior of the U.S., just spreading COVID wherever they want to go. They don't care, the Democrats. Somebody texted me yesterday, Dan. He said, does Greyhound have a route to Martha's Vineyard? I thought that was a great suggestion. That's even better than Washington, D.C., isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Martha's Vineyard is in Nantucket, that's where they go when they want to escape from all the illegal aliens and all the rest of the madding crowds, right?
Yeah.
How about to the Hamptons? Drop them off in the Hamptons.
They could relax. They could have a vacation.
Right. They could the beautiful people can celebrate diversity with their friends. And they got these huge mansions that they've built, you know, right on the sea level, whether it's Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or the Hamptons, and you know, just invite them in. They can live on the beach. They can put up potta potties, as Mumbles Menino would say, and just let them hang out there. And you know, instead of going to the Home Depot for the day laborers, let them go to the parking lot of the Chanticleer Inn. On Nantucket, where John Kerry likes to go. That's right. I mean, let them see the kind of chaos and the turmoil and just the decay that it creates when you just have these torrents of illegal aliens coming into the communities. Thanks for the call, Dan. 844-500-4242. Have you ever wondered what makes Omaha Steaks so darn good? It's the aging process. Omaha Steaks ages their steaks at least 21 days because that's the sweet spot. It's where the magic happens. You can try these mouthwatering steaks in the Butcher's Best Sellers Grill Pack. It includes four of their iconic and fork-tender Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons, four ultra-juicy burgers, four savory pork chops, chicken breasts, a kielbasa, desserts, potato au gratin, even seasonings. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Howie into the search bar for a special price on this Butcher's Bestsellers package. Plus, you'll get four more chicken breasts and four more of their delicious burgers for free. When you're on the website, check out all the other great products they have, like the hot dogs. Get into the points program, which will save you even more money if you decide to get involved with Omaha Steaks, which is a fantastic product, especially with spring coming and the barbecue season. Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com, type keyword Howie in the search bar, and order the Butcher's Best Seller Pack today. Don't forget, you'll get the four free chicken breasts and four burgers. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr. We'll be back after this.
Come on,
G-Dope.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Five, six, one says, Barack's house on Martha's Vineyard has 9 bedrooms. He could take some of those Corona families in, couldn't he? That would be the moral thing to do. It would be the equitable thing to do. We're all about equity on Martha's Vineyard, right? John Kerry lives down the road. I'm sure he's not. I don't think he's got 9 bedrooms. He downsized from Nantucket, from Hurlburt Avenue, but he's got plenty of room. Or I should say his second wife's first husband's trust fund's house has got plenty of room. And, you know, nine bedrooms, Obama, he could give 7 of them to the illegals. They could put 30, 40 people in those rooms. Be great. It'd be, I mean, it would be that. That would be the fundamental transformation of his neighborhood, if not of the United States of America. It would be the fundamental transformation of Barack's neighborhood, wouldn't it? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, the greatest generation, and I'm around them quite a bit, and I trust them. I haven't met a single one that isn't happy that they're 90. You know, they're happy they're 90, so they don't have to see where we're going to be in 10 years. You know what I mean? Every one of them that I run into, I'm happy that I'm the age. I don't want to have to see where we're going to. I mean, I know you've heard it, you know?
Yeah. No, I have. I wonder, you know, what's going to happen to my kids. Don't you, David?
Totally. I don't know. We have a president that if he had an idea, it would die of loneliness. You know, I mean, it scares me, you know?
Well, but what he's doing is, everything he's doing is terrible. Everything he's doing is exactly what's going to hurt American citizens, productive American citizens, people who pay taxes and play by the rules. Everything that's being done is designed to help out the bad actors, the greedy people, the people who don't have the best interests of the United States of America's future at heart. Thanks for the call. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. Good. Hey, what about Jared Golden for Senate? He's been positioning himself, making some votes there that are very moderate, pleasing to the main voters.
When is Angus King up again? Is he up in 22?
I think 20. Oh, no, I don't remember.
I don't know. It's either 22 or 24. I mean, I hadn't even thought about that. But, I mean, you know, Angus King is, he claims he's an independent, but he's really a Democrat. And he's getting up there in age. Maybe that's what this is all about. But I'm really surprised by these votes he's taken. Maybe we should have, somebody on from Maine tomorrow to discuss what's going on with Jared Golden. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's making the right votes, but I just can't believe that he is the one guy. There's 220 Democrats, and he's that guy that's going to break ranks. Seems weird. Thanks for the call, Brian. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Welcome. Glad you're doing the show, Howie. I think Pelosi is dancing around like a clown. She's so happy that all this COVID, everything's going through, open borders and everything. I think we ought to ship all them people over to her winery.
Yeah, they could. She does. She owns a winery in the valley there. Makes top-notch vintages. She could put up thousands of them in the vineyards. I'm Howie Carr.